Thanks for listening to Run Radio. My name's Trinette. If you've ever been interested in becoming a better storyteller and using film as a medium, you'll be interested in this next interview. My guest is from Plotline. James, please tell us more about what you do and the organization.
My name's Jim Boltis. I'm the executive director and founder of Plotline. We are a local nonprofit that is local in Springfield, Missouri. And our mission is to educate and empower aspiring film and media creators. So we do that through weekly classes, through summer camps, through workshops, and community engagement events. Our target demographic is really usually youth 10 to about 17 or 18, but we're also offering adult classes as well. And yeah, so I started this in the end of 2017. And before that, it was a passion project that I worked on for over a year to get it up and going and recruit our board of directors. It's a blast. I've been a teacher for a long time. My background is actually in music. So I'm a guitar player by profession. I went to music school in Los Angeles. And while I was out there, I got to rub elbows with a lot of aspiring musicians, but also filmmakers and actors and things like that. So I really got an interest when I was there. And when I moved back, as a side hobby, I started making movies with friends as like a creative outlet from music. But I've been teaching music for a long time. And when I started, I got the idea of teaching film classes when my students would come to lessons with an iPhone. And I thought, you know what? We're carrying around these HD cameras with us all the time. And what if we learned how to tell a story with it rather than like videoing our friend falling down a staircase and looping it endlessly on, you know, YouTube or whatever. So that's where the kind of genesis of the idea came. And, when I started classes, it was just so much fun. It's just, What we do with Plotline is we teach not only screenwriting, video editing, and lighting and camera and directing, all those jobs and those skills that you need to know for making a movie, but we also collaborate and write our own script together and create an always original film, a short film through the course of our semester classes. So that's the most fun for me. I love writing. I love creating things, and it's just a blast to come up with something out of nowhere with a group of people.
Do you feel like there's a surge in the interest of filmmaking everything with the way social media has taken off in the past several years?
Yeah, I think so. There definitely is a surge in the interest of capturing, you know, using those tools that we all carry around with us. And for me, what I really want to help foster and I guess in a way protect is the storytelling, because we can show us a short snippet of a video, which can be amazing, you know, no doubt about it. You could have like 3 seconds of the most jaw dropping imagery, or you can hit somebody right in the heart with what you show them or say in a very short amount of time. But I think, you know, since the beginning of humanity, we need to tell stories. You know, we need to convey our experience. We need to dream and create things. And that's the big part of Plotline is the story creation. But yeah, definitely like the tools are so accessible and cheaper all the time. It's amazing what you can buy now. The quality you can have for very little.
Yeah, it is very neat. It's unique to be able to put those skills to use. How do you kind of harvest that or pull that out of someone, anyone, young or older, that is wanting to bring out that storytelling quality?
I try not to approach with like, I am the master and I know everything and you must listen to, you must walk like I walk. You must step where I step, do the things mind me and you will be an amazing, you know, filmmaker. We all are inherently storytellers. And I, for my mind, it's when we have difficult time getting out the story or finding the through line. You know, I imagine like what comes to mind is someone like walking and trying to get past a brick wall and they just keep bumping into it. And so, you know, the sky is the limit for what we can do. The budgets, we don't have any budgets usually, but that's okay. We just have to be more creative. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, there is no wall. You can go under the wall. You can go over the wall. You can go exactly 90 degrees from the wall. It's however you want to be. And sometimes that boundless, the lack of boundaries can be stifling for some people. So we do create certain boundaries to help channel us. But, it's a group conversation. I'll give you an example. I was teaching a group of young filmmakers about between the ages of 10 and 12 years old, and we were sitting around and we're talking about story ideas, and there were a lot of scratching of heads, and one student said, "I like the idea of like a ring that controls the universe. If you wear this ring, you can control the universe." I was like, okay. What about that? What else about that? I don't know. That's all I got. And then another kid said, "What about like a balloon? There are these balloons and they have messages in them. And two people find each other because they're chasing after a balloon." I was like, "Oh, that's great. Okay." And so from that, we came up with a short movie called Balloons of Mystery, where there is the ring. There's this magic ring that's holding a prisoner captive, and these messages are in the balloon sent by the prisoner who's trying to get to escape. And so it just, you know, just takes a little nugget of an idea, and then it's just, how can we make this work? And we find a way.
I'm excited that you have put your passion behind this, because I remember back in the day being a wannabe artist, I thought, but I had people believe in me that what I created was worthy. So I like that you're helping people feel worthy of their artistic abilities. And I know it's not cheap to do. So how can the community rally around and help you make sure that this continues to thrive?
Well, thank you. There's really two or three ways. Certainly you can enroll in one of our classes. You can go to plotlinefilm.org. And you can find out information about our classes or upcoming workshops and things like that. We are a nonprofit, a 501c3, so we are always welcoming donations, which are fully tax deductible. So you can once again go to that URL, plotlinefilm.org, and donate. And certainly get the word out. If you know any people who have a knack, who are creators, who have that sort of that just interest, they like to make videos or they like to watch stories, they love to read books. You don't have to be, you know, on a sports team type person, although I grew up playing sports, but you could, some people are more like indoor people who haven't had that team experience. So this is a really wonderful way to have a group of people in sort of a modified team experience than you would kind of have in a sports team, but we're all creating, you know, stories together. But yeah, if you know anybody who's interested, please, you know, share it with them, spread the word.
Very cool. Anything else you want to share?
You know, that's about the long and the short of it. I love this, idea. I love the creative problem solving that we get to do, because that's really what stories are. Every story is about solving a problem, and life is about solving problems. So I hope that that we help our students to realize that not only is this about making movies, this is about how you can succeed in your life with your creative problem solving and whatever endeavors you ever do.
All right, thanks so much, plotlinefilm.org. We'll have more up for you at runradio.net.
Great. Thank you so much.